Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Through your day, the good day way. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. And then the nominal female presence of the fantastic Jennifer Horn is here.
Thank you.
Imagine that. We have three men and only one woman. And it takes three of us to keep up with Jennifer. Yeah.
Totally.
That's right.
Yeah, I was going to say she's got us outnumbered.
She does. Hi, I want to say hi to Norman Smith, who has nice things to say on Facebook about what's going on here. How do you do? Dana Popolo, Dennis Glancy, how do you do?
Norm.
As Facebook followers of fashion here. All right, so Richie, I'm coming to you for this one. Colombians, apparently whatever is going on in Colombia is not to the liking of some Colombians, so they have gone to Venezuela as illegals, same as Mexicans are coming here, Colombians are going to Venezuela. Now, I don't, from what you've said about Venezuela,
imagine why anybody would go there.
That was the question. So when I see that a number of Colombians are leaving Venezuela because the Venezuelan government is going after illegal immigrants there, there are pictures of these Colombians, some of them wading knee-deep through a river, which separates the two countries. There are families who have abandoned their homes that have been put up on the shores of the river because the Venezuelans don't want them, and they're forcing them to go back across the river to Colombia. So I guess I would wonder what's going on in Colombia that is driving. Colombia used to be a horrible place because of all the drug stuff. Venezuela, under the previous dictatorship, even though he was a president, not a great place to be either. It's sort of like Mexicans fleeing to Panama or something. Why would you do that?
Panama is a...
Panama, but El Salvador.
There you go. That's smart. Yeah, Panama is actually a pretty nice place.
Yeah, right.
And Colombia is, too. I would say Panama and Colombia are not third world countries. They're kind of like
two world countries.
Yeah, it's second world country second type world. Thing.
Yes,
so I cannot imagine why Venezuela, people would go to Venezuela from Colombia, except that they are in a dangerous part of Colombia that is overrun by the paramilitaries, who basically live in the shadows, they live in the mountains, in the trees, in the forest, the dense forest now. They don't live in the cities like they used to. They used to, run Medellin, and Bogota was a dangerous place, and it's not so much anymore. President Uribe, who was the president for two terms there for 8 years, he cleaned that country up and pushed everybody into the weeds. And now the new president, who is still a conservative, doesn't have the backbone that Uribe had.
Uh-huh.
So the paramilitaries and the drug dealers are coming back.
Yep.
And they must be in these places where these people live, forcing them to basically flee anywhere they can, hence therefore Venezuela.
Right. All right. So that's a good explanation. Thank you. Now, let's see if we can understand what's going on in China. What really, really, really is going on in this circumstance, because you see a lot of manipulating going on, and that was what people were complaining about. The Chinese government manipulated the value of their currency so that people would keep buying Chinese products, the middle-income people who have gained so much since the so-called economic revolution there, which brought in lots of new business, lots of new industry, new housing, people buying cars, all that sort of thing. So as things went up, as we continue to buy more of their stuff, we bolstered the amount of money that people are making, so they go spend it like good capitalists, not good communists. So now what? The economy has slowed down there because people are resisting paying for... Well, there are two things going on. People are resisting buying Chinese products more and more because they aren't that good, many of them. Some of them are really good. But the other thing that's going on is that people who have now accomplished something want more money. So the goods and services the Chinese offered are not as cheap as they used to be because people who have made money look at the rest of the world and say, well, these guys are getting $20 an hour over there for doing this. I'm getting two. Something's wrong with this picture. What are we doing to fix it?
Right.
So it had to deal with that, and that's changed the whole economic base. So now they try to pull a rabbit out of the hat, trying to stabilize the marketplace because there's a discrepancy, and a large one, as to now people finding out that Chinese products, not that they're just finding out now, but there's a resistance because some of these things can be built better and easier in other places. Vietnam is becoming quite a commercial marketplace thanks to our involvement there. So are they the next China? Who knows? China was the next Japan. Japan, after doing what it did, after we bolstered Japan. This is a really interesting
story. I got news for you.
Story. Right, let me finish and then you can give us some news. The theory about Japan and what happened after we basically destroyed the country. They destroyed it themselves by going to war, and then we put an end to it. So then we go over there and we clean everything up, and they become challengers to our economic sort of situation by building things cheaper and better. We buy them, and now they've found out that it wasn't the smartest thing to do. It was good for the short run, but not for the long run. So along come the Vietnamese. Look, as I sit here today, the next big powerhouse in the Middle East would be Vietnam, and mostly because of what we did there as we did in Japan. Even though we destroyed the country, a lot of people lost their lives for nothing, the country is coming back now and becoming quite an industrial and economic powerhouse. So anyway, in terms of the Chinese situation that we need to know about today, nobody really knows for sure what's going on. China does not enjoy transparency, so you can't really figure out what's going on. The financial crisis we found ourselves in after 2008 and the horrible leadership that has brought us, that was prior to that election and post the election, nothing really done to fix it well. But we got to a point where the indicators are good, so the Fed was going to raise the interest rate a little bit. Not now. The economy will have to settle down a little bit now, and it'll probably be next year. So anyway, that's the situation. Anybody got anything to add? And did I leave something out? Richie, you started to say something.
Well, one thing to add on to what you were saying is we can go to as many countries as we want that has slave labor.
Yeah.
And once that slave labor becomes closer to middle class, right, game over. They're going to want equal, so they won't be able to make
so the cheap. So can we
goods.
Argue that we have made life better for all these people all around the world? America has improved their lives. Can we argue that?
I think so.
You go into China and you look at what they had, and look at Japan. I mean, even though they have a struggling economy, you look at what they came from, and then look at China. Look, they had nothing.
Uh-huh.
So, but have you ever heard the term backshoring?
No.
Backshoring is when an American company buys a company that has their manufacturing overseas and brings it back to America for manufacturing.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this guy a few times, Neil Asbury. He does a weekend radio program with us called Made in America.
Uh-huh.
And he's the owner of a company called the Legacy Companies. And he owns 30 companies that manufacture mostly kitchen-type goods, refrigerators, dishwashers for
Ginzu
restaurants.
Ginzu knives.
Not Ginzu knives so much, but, you know, in the retail store you might see blenders and all kinds of things.
Okay.
He has bought every company that he buys, he brings back and manufactures those products in America from some other country.
Good gimmick.
And he makes a profit.
Good. That's a good story.
With every company.
Yeah, that's a good story. Excellent story. I'm glad you enlightened us as to that. It's 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. If you're going to Hawaii, you may want to wait a week or so. I'll tell you why in a moment.
Harrison with you. French nuclear companies are hoping to build a new generation of reactors. But last month, an underreported accident at a nuclear treatment center saw about 150 pounds of radioactive uranium seep into two major rivers, flowing into the Rhone. We now learn winemakers were watering vineyards and citizens have been washing and drinking the water. Today, people are using specially delivered plastic tanks of purified water, carrying it to bathrooms for washing and kitchens for cooking. Even their dogs drink bottled water, which is then left out for birds and wildlife. Last year, there were 86 level 1 nuclear incidents in France alone. And since the U.S. has twice the number of active nuke plants, just how many incidents do you suppose are happening underreported here?
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minutes. Daytona Beach is ground zero for shark attacks. Let's go swimming today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Ride hard and surf less. Florida leads the world in unprovoked shark attacks. More than South Africa, more than Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Bite week visitors seeking a splash might want to take a cue from locals who know bite odds are small. Therefore, they don't sweat the sharks. Fear of jaws will keep certain bikers restricted to knee-deep water, while others, with a desire to be shark bait, will dangle legs from the edge of a boogie board like a pair of ripe bananas. Most sharks let go after a single bite. Apparently, we're not that tasty. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, Chief Bike Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Every now and then, you may be required to complain about something, but there are people out there who complain about everything, and trust me, you do not want to be like them. Here's the social science of it. A friend of mine, head of consumer affairs for an incredibly expensive sports car manufacturer, noticed that those who bought their car to enhance their identity, they complained more and for no reason.
It's the crappiest piece of crap in crap town.
Those who bought the car for the love of the machine complained rarely to never and always tactfully.
It's fine. It's not great, but it's not the worst.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Identities can't be bought, but over-complainers cheapen what little identity they have. Next time you're required to lodge a complaint, remember, your identity is showing. Quiet and consistent implies a class act. Got a question? Love to hear from you. Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and the winning couple that has a trip, a honeymoon scheduled to Hawaii, may want to wait a bit, because if you are aware of Waikiki, I love that name. Isn't that a great name, Jennifer?
Yeah, Waikiki.
Why? W-A-I-K-I-K-I. Anyway, yesterday, tourists were treated to 500,000 gallons of fresh sewage spilling into the ocean when a tropical storm flooded their drain system there. They've had some big storms in the Pacific, as you know, and one of everything's shallow in Hawaii. Close, it's like
the people.
No, the people are wonderful in Hawaii, but you know, there's not. It's a coral reef.
Yeah.
It basically just sprung out of the middle of the ocean, and who knows how long it will last? You know, it'll be around probably for a couple of million years, and then maybe gets washed away. But the point is that vacationers are having to stay away from, if you're on that island, and maybe, you know, it, with all that water, it'll quickly dissipate. But still, imagine having 500,000 gallons of sewage spill out onto the beach where you're at the hotel. Oh, come to the Grand Hyatt Hotel and enjoy the smell.
Ew.
Yeah, but it also people could get a serious infection. We are on two radio stations in Hawaii, so I don't want to diminish what could happen. You get very sick by going swimming in these areas. Take a couple of days for it to become uncontaminated. And it's kind of like there's nothing they could do about it, really. It isn't that they have bad infrastructure. It's that who's going to prepare for the kind of deluge and the weather that they've had for the past, two or three days, I think, over there. And then people can say, well, that's pretty inconsistent with what you said about New Orleans. I don't know if that's true or not. New Orleans, they can make things better because they know things are not bad. And they can confront the stuff all the time. Over in Hawaii, they don't have this stuff all the time. 21 after the hour.
funny little melody that was started by a native down in Waikiki. He would gather a crowd down beside the sea and they sang his king Hawaii.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time now, at this point in every hour, we have some musical focus, and here we have the top five songs from 1986 to focus on, including number five this week, Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling. Who remembers this fondly? The big dancer. Who's this big dancer here?
I definitely remember this.
I was too little to go dancing to this, but I remember my mom playing this a lot when I would be going to school.
Your mother, I don't see your mother as a dancer, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
Sure.
Huh. Who would she go dancing with?
Well, I mean, she never went out, but she would dance at the house a lot.
Really? Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
With you as a child. That's good for you.
What year was this?
Okay, so 1986.
Ah, okay.
Number five during this week in 1986. Lionel Richie has that honor. Number four, great pop hit from Berlin. What a movie, isn't it? Doesn't that kind of...
Top Gun.
That's it. Thank you. I always forget that. Take My Breath Away from Berlin, number four this week. 1986 is the year. Crank this puppy up there, Richie, wait, please. We can have some fond memories of this song. Why do they call themselves Berlin? Anybody know? Remember? That's not a quiz.
They were from Berlin?
Yeah, take a wild guess there.
Yeah, I don't think that's the reason.
Probably.
And somebody's going to check it out whilst we move on. One of my least favorite Madonna songs. Number three this week, 1986. Baba Don't Preach.
Berlin is from Los Angeles, by the way.
All right. Berlin
it's
is
the Berlin
suburb
section.
Of Los Angeles. That's
exactly.
All right. So then, number two, the best thing about the group is the name. Bananarama. Love this song, Venus. Some of the wise guys on the radio used to turn this around a little bit. Not when it was this song. This was a cover of a song done about 20 years before this by the Ides, not the Ides of March. Oof, no, it just went out of my head. Kenny, rescue me. Who did the first version of Venus?
Shocking Blue.
That's it, right. Yeah. Bananarama here. Crank it up, Richie. All right, just for the heck of it, play a comparison. Can you play the original version, a little bit of it, Richie? Shocking Blue. This was an update. It was a good pop. Both of them were good pop songs for their time.
Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Yeah. I don't have to leave it too much.
Yeah, they strayed too far from the aperture.
No. What disc jockeys did for the name of the song. All right. That's number two this week. 1986, the year number one song belonged to Stevie Winwood. Good song.
Great song.
Yep. Good pop song.
We won't play it in concert, but a great song.
High or low. He didn't play any of his hits in the concert, right?
He didn't play any of his 80s hits. He'll pick one and play it, and
I got to hear the hits.
I can't remember whether it's this one or not. But he does 60s, 90s, and today, but he will not do the 80s.
The hits of yesterday and today. Right. Oh, your gang is your friend the Duggar on the air.
Apparently he's not too fond of his decade of the 80s. Of where he made most of his money.
Right, exactly. That's what put him where he is. Thank you very much.
The 60s did, too. Traffic,
But he didn't become, but as part of Traffic, nobody really knew who Steve Woodwind was on his own.
Oh, sure, with Clapton? No.
In the 60s? Nobody. Everybody knew who Eric Clapton was. Nobody knew. I don't think people paid attention to Stevie Woodwind.
I mean, the 80s were definitely the big decade for him.
Yeah. So he would be an aging rocker, probably near 70.
He's 60-something. I saw him within the last year. Great.
Still got it?
Oh, his voice is great. Yeah. Don't forget Little Stevie Winwood. So,
Stevie Winwood. I like Stevie Wonder better.
Yeah.
28 past the hour. Musical reflections here on Good Day.
Give me some love, though.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Now 33 after the hour. On the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden in Washington at the controls, in our studio there, Kenny Kessler in his studio in San Diego, and Dr. Ron Hoffman joining us in a few moments with some thoughts on prostates, all the good stuff you want to talk about at breakfast. His Intelligent Medicine newsletter will have focus on a couple of things that are in there for your medical information. I find one of the things that people like about this program, frankly, is the advice portions of it. So we have great stimulating conversation. If I do say so myself, I find that I'm stimulated, and that's the important thing. If I'm stimulated, I'm hoping you're going to be stimulated, because I know if I'm not stimulated.
Yourself.
Yes, that's what we're doing here, Richie. Mother Teresa stimulated us by saying, kind words are short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. Here's something else to think about. An old Chinese proverb, words are just words, and without heart they have no meaning. What's the old expression? Sticks and stones can break my bones,
yep,
but names can never hurt me, you dirty SOB. Excuse me. All right. So having taken care of that information, this continuing drama with these three Americans who managed to save that train to a point, the fellow who couldn't understand why it is that he's being charged with terrorism, said, I don't get this. So the authorities looked at his cell phone, and apparently he watched the jihadi video just before he slung the assault rifle across his chest and barreled through the train.
Just
until
a
he was
coincidence, Doug.
Right. I accidentally tapped on a link. I didn't want to go there.
Right. Yeah. Didn't want to do it.
Doggone those spam videos.
You made me do it. The other bad, let's do Muslim radicals for a minute, okay? Let's have another moment for
Muslim
radicals for 100,
five.
Please. Especially love the way Doug says it. Muslim.
Like Chinese.
Muslim.
Chinese. This is, you know, Chinese food and Chinese people are different.
They're different?
Chinese food is a different emphasis.
How do I not know this stuff? You're so smart.
I'm just trying to teach you, bring your life up into the current mode that it needs to be in, Jennifer, for you to be a successful radio person.
You know, I guess so.
ISIS destroying ancient buildings and artifacts.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
This is the nutcases among this group of radicals.
Just these guys?
Well,
I'm pretty sure all of ISIS is kind of...
Well, that's sort of my reference. Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah. These are symbols of idolatry, and they have nothing to do with worshiping Muhammad, which is, of course, what they're all about. I'm not even sure that people who are Muslims even get the connection. I mean, the main core don't any more than Christians or Jews get the real sense of what their religions are all about. Most people are followers. They're not leaders. So, I mean, Allah, praise be to Allah. What does that mean? Well, if you don't believe in Allah, of course we believe. Just translate the name. We all believe in Allah if we have a religious belief at all. I don't even have religious beliefs, and I believe in Allah or God or infinite intelligence, whatever you want to use to refer to the power that is greater than we are. But do I want to, just because... Was it yesterday, the day before, we were talking about the Buddhist, and they wanted to put a symbol in some town where the Christians had put up something on the town square. What is there about the separation of church and state that you don't understand? What is there about that message? Keep your stuff on your lawn, keep it at your church, put it someplace on private property, but keep it away from the public.
But that's only in the West. I mean, the other cultures. Oh,
it's all about
Sharia law is all about incorporating
with the state
religious beliefs with the state.
Right, exactly. So that's but there's so much confusion about the steps. And frankly, the people, and maybe you could say this about any number of religions. I mean, do you understand the difference between, or is it important to you, the difference between an Orthodox Jew, a conservative Jew, and a Reformed Jew? Do you know the difference?
Walk into a bar.
Is there?
I was waiting for that part. Got to be a joke.
Somebody says, oi.
No, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, what's the difference between a Methodist and a Lutheran and a Baptist and a Congregationalist and an Episcopalian?
Truthfully, not much.
Yeah. Not much. And maybe that same holds true for the various levels of Judaism and the Shias and the Sunnis and the Kurds and all of these other sects, S-E-C-T-S, that are part of the Muslim life. We don't hold into account what the differences are, but they don't get along with themselves. Maybe is the distinction or difference greater there than it is with the Jewish faith or with the Christian faith? Jennifer, let's spend a minute talking about the firefighters on the West Coast, rising temperatures in Oregon and Washington. Smoke is so thick there. And this speaks to... I almost wanted to apologize the other day because there were people who were taking shots at me. And maybe it's because I didn't... Richie, they really should have been taking shots at you because you're the one who said it.
Yeah, but it's all my fault.
It was your fault. Rich, but anyway, I'll take the heat here because I have a big...
No, I got big shoulders. Rich at DougStephan.com. Right. Send away.
So, anyway, we had suggested that if there are no homes in the vicinity, it was actually good to let the fires burn and create a situation where the old growth had been burned out, and it helps the soil and helps new stuff to grow.
So bad for your lungs, though. And you know, it's strange. We don't have a lot. We don't have anything burning in Southern California at the moment. Well, anything big, anyway.
Yeah.
Little fires have been popping up here and there because it's been so hot and dry. But it is, the air quality is so disgusting. You can probably hear me. I'm losing my voice and I'm sneezing, and I'm trying not to do that on microphone, but you'll hear me losing my voice a few times, and it's because the air is just so chunky, and we don't have any fires here. It's all getting blown around from Northern California, from Oregon and Washington.
So,
bad news.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is with us, one of the medical contributors on the Good Day program, has an excellent, not a good, but an excellent website and newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. You ought to sign up for it by going to drhoffman.com. So, I'm going to take you down the street for a minute, Ron, if I may, because Jennifer just suggested something I think needs explanation. The smoke, the thickness of it, what happens to our lungs and our body when we breathe that sort of smoke in?
You know, well, it's obvious we have lung problems when smoke hits our delicate membranes inside our lungs. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is that these particles actually get absorbed through the lungs and circulate throughout the body and can increase the risk of heart problems, brain problems. There's actually a higher incidence of heart attacks in people who live near traffic intersections. There's a higher incidence of heart attacks in people who commute, maybe because of the stress, but also possibly because of the exposure to the pollution. And there's a connection even to autism and attention deficit disorder, according to some studies. So there's very pervasive effects. And, you know, the global warming debate can continue, you know, if you believe in it or don't believe in it. But mm-hmm. one thing that people should believe in is the need to keep the levels of pollution down, because yep. that's a big
right.
help.
So here's an example of the extreme. Marcy Borders. Most people do not remember her name. She was the woman whose dust-covered image became one of the haunting emblems of September 11th. She was in her 20s. She died yesterday of stomach cancer. That she is at the age of 42. Obviously, Ron, as a result of being exposed mm-hmm. to all of that dust that came down yep. when the towers collapsed. Is that another example, an extreme example of what happens to your body when this kind of stuff is inhaled?
No question. And, you know, I'm really disappointed the public health officials at that time. They said, oh, it's safe, no problems, you know, the air quality is okay. And yet people in close proximity to that experienced a lot of health difficulties. I'm still treating some of the first responders, because I'm here in New York and I have a few under my care. And they mm-hmm. breathed in that air. They jumped on the pile trying to rescue victims. Or yep. you know, in those days, there was a freneticism about that. People didn't take the proper precautions. And we've got serious problems.
Interesting. She said in an interview when she was asked by a reporter after she got sick, did her illness have anything to do with the September 11th experience? The response was, did this thing ignite cancer cells in me? I definitely believe it did, because I haven't had any illness in my life. I never had high blood pressure, never had a cold, never had cholesterol, diabetes, no problems whatsoever. I think it would be irresponsible to declare that this stuff came from any other place than that. Wouldn't you?
Right. But of course, you know, from the standpoint of liability and, you know, payments, and so it's going to be hard to get the actual smoking gun, because yes, yeah. it is likely, but, you know, is it 100% conclusive?
Right.
That's going to be a problem in terms of dishing out award money.
All right. In a moment, Dr. Ron and I talk about prostate problems and other things that are a part of this week's Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Grateful to have Dr. Ron on with us at 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is it possible to turn an average learner into a gifted learner? Granted, every child is special. It's just your job as a parent to find it. It's kind of like looking for buried treasure, but if you're willing to dig, here's a technique or two and the developmental science of it.
I'm listening.
First, watch your child and notice what they like to do. Could be art, music, or tinker toy engineering. What they like to do, they'll work to learn. Next, encourage exploration in new areas. Say things like, go ahead, try it. Hey, you can do it. Encouragement increases the love of learning and decreases the fear of failure. Allow your child to excel in those areas they already find fun. What's the chief psychological trick? Education and fun, although usually not put together, are not enemies. Even an average child can excel in things they like to study. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. In unlikely places like Missouri, regular citizens feel they need to do what Washington so far won't. Byron DeLeer says he's going to run for Congress to inspire Capitol Hill to follow the economic revitalization he's seen from greenifying the Midwest.
This means getting rid of some of the worst legislators in Washington and are continuing to, like, doubt the data on global warming or doubt the necessity for us to steer clear from the fossil fuel-based economy, and is interested in architecting and interested in contributing to the construction of a green economy, an American green economy.
If regular Joes are willing to run for Congress to fix things, how long might it take for Washington to get the a message from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This running back was the 2003 Offensive Player of the Year. He's third all-time in rushing yards in a single season and second all-time in rushing yards in a single game.
Here's Lewis. Over the right side. Broke the tackle. Got the feet short. Lewis, running towards the end zone.
So where is Jamal Lewis now? Jamal was charged with possession of 5 kilograms of cocaine with intent to distribute, eventually serving 4 months in a federal prison in 2005. His troubles continued when he was arrested for failing to pay child support, and he filed for bankruptcy in 2012. There was a bright spot for Jamal later that year when he was inducted into the Ravens Ring of Honor.
Join me in a great Ravens Ring of Honor. Welcome as you turn your attention to the screen, and we see the 8th induction. Jamal Lewis.
Here's hoping Jamal Lewis can turn things around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, in Blossix, blocks transform into structures. Find their weak spots to destroy them. Looks and sounds kind of dumb, but it's really fun.
Two thumbs up,
Blossix. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, so Ron, you're a person who believes in different sorts of relief for problems like that. There are lots of men who are your age, my age, the age of a lot of men who are listening to this program, who have an enlarged prostate. They're told by their doctor it's okay for men your age. I've heard that. I had three exams. I don't need to get into it too deeply, but I had three exams last year, and they all said the same thing, basically. And there were three different types of doctors who, you know, said, and my PSA is like 0.8. What do men really have to know in order to prevent the problem? Do you talk to men who are that age and say, this is what you ought to be doing to keep yourself from having this problem later on?
Well, you know, I think like with many degenerative conditions, it's the result of the typical Western diet.
Yeah.
I don't know that there are a lot of studies on this, but I would venture to say that if we looked at individuals in traditional societies that consume basic foods and less of it and are physically active and are less obese, we're going to see a lower incidence of prostate problems. That is, if men survive to the age where you get prostate problems in the West, often right. In these primitive societies, they succumb to other diseases before they reach the age where men develop problems in the West. I think diet is a factor. What precise diet makes a difference? You know, is it more towards a vegetarian or plant-based diet, or is it more towards a low-carbohydrate diet? I'm not sure. A Mediterranean diet, I think, is a safe bet that incorporates both those principles.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you can take. I really do believe that saw palmetto, while if you have a very enlarged prostate, I don't think it's going to shrink it that much. I think it's a great way to prevent prostate problems if you take it for a long period of time. And I've been taking it since the age of 35 or 40 consistently. And I think it does exert preventive effects.
Yeah.
There are drug options. There are drugs that shrink the prostate. There's Avodart. There's Proscar. There's also medications that block certain nerves that cause urinary problems, and they work not that well. Sometimes there's side effects associated with them. So there are options. And then ultimately there are types of less and less invasive surgery. There's even laser surgery that helps to alleviate this problem for a lot of men very satisfactorily.
All right, I'm going to throw a curveball. I know you love it when I do this. You got about 40 seconds here. the lethal injections that have been halted in all these various states, Mississippi the latest to do that. What actually goes on what do people not know about the process of slowing down one's hard and then giving them injection that stops it. What goes on? What's the controversy?
The question is, you know, how to do it humanely. And the thought is that some of these medications may kill you, but do so in an extraordinarily excruciating way. I think there's politics involved because I think, you know, cruel and unusual punishment is the hallmark. And what's not cruel and unusual about killing someone?
Right.
You know,
so. Well, then there are those who say, okay, let's make sure they're dispatched the same way they dispatched whoever their victim was. You know, that kind of stuff. But the whole business about what is going on in the body is very interesting to study. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com for that newsletter.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. Fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
All right, if you'd like to get away, you've come to the right place. Travel Time with Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with the travel bargains and information on what soon is to be the longest flight anywhere in the world. I had a 16-hour ride on a 747 to Johannesburg once. That was a pretty...
The trip we took to Guam, man, that was...
Yeah, that was long.
Hawaii.
But at least
Guam,
we had six. We had a six-hour ride to the West Coast, 6 hours to Hawaii, 6 hours to Guam. At least it was broken up. All right, so Tom Parsons brings us that information, plus where you can save some money and why you might not like Delta. Up next here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This running back was the 2003 Offensive Player of the Year. He's third all-time in rushing yards in a single season and second all-time in rushing yards in a single game.
Here's Lewis. Over the right side. Over the tackle. Got his feet short. Lewis running towards the end zone.
So where is Jamal Lewis now? Jamal was charged with possession of 5 kilograms of cocaine with intent to distribute, eventually serving 4 months in a federal prison in 2005. His troubles continued when he was arrested for failing to pay child support, and he filed for bankruptcy in 2012. There was a bright spot for Jamal later that year when he was inducted into the Ravens Ring of Honor.
Join me in a great Ravens Ring of Honor. Welcome as you turn your attention to the screen, and we see the 8th induction. Jamal Lewis.
Here's hoping Jamal Lewis can turn things around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, in Blossix, blocks transform into structures. Find their weak spots to destroy them. Looks and sounds kind of dumb, but it's really fun.
Two thumbs up.
Blossix. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, so who holds the title, Tom Parsons, from bestfares.com, for the world's longest flight?
Well, it used to be Qantas, and that was Dallas to Sydney, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They always had to stop. I think they had to stop on the way back, or maybe on the way down.
Fighting against probably on the way over because it'd be against the headwinds.
You know, they put the new Airbus 380 on that route, and then now they can fly it nonstop. But the one that's going to beat Dallas by 10 miles is Dubai on Emirates into
Panama City.
Panama City.
Right.
Yeah. Panama.
So they're opening up the, this is Central America being opened up for them. This is 8,590 miles, 17 hours and 35 minutes. You ever been on a plane that long without getting off of it?
Yeah, I've been to Sydney, but we stopped in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seemed like that took me a year to get there.
It was the flight I took on that 747 from New York to Johannesburg, 16 hours. That was a long flight. And and going over there, again, sort of the headwinds, you're going down and you're going south and east. There's a little island off the coast of Africa that's just a tanker stop. All they do on that island is fuel airplanes. That's all. There's one guy who's there in the day and one guy at night. Planes land there. You look out the window in the middle of the night, guy's fueling the plane. Plane takes off and keeps going. There's nothing there except a fuel dump. It's pretty amazing.
We see that a lot in the wintertime. You know, they're flying the 757s now from Europe to the United States, and they just have to stop in Halifax or somewhere.
Sometimes.
Just can't make it.
All right, so speaking of weather and things changing, what's going on that's different this week from last week in terms of pricing? Give us a minute's worth of special stuff that you have listed. If you go to Tom's picture at DougStephan.com, click on that, you got some special deals for Doug Stephan listeners. What does that include?
Well, I just think the fares, I mean, with the fuel hitting, I don't know if it hit 40, under 40 yesterday.
40, yeah. So it's less than, that kind of jet fuel they're buying is less than $2 a gallon without taxes.
Yeah, I mean, you use the Rob report, so they're paying probably $1.70. As a matter of fact, that's an article I wrote this weekend for this Dallas Morning News. It's Skyway robbery, what they're charging us for fuel surcharge of Europe.
Yeah.
But we did see a few airfares going to Europe this week. And they lasted for a day, and that was Amsterdam. I'd still be watching Europe. They were coming in, and right now Emirates has a great deal from New York to Milan, $513, which is $30 cheaper than what some of these airlines are charging for fuel surcharges.
Yeah, right. It is a real scam. All right, avoid that. Check out the fares as they're posted at bestfares.com. Tom Parsons here with us on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.